I'm in Arena from Sage Investors, and this is take number 13. A few takes ago, I was commenting a little bit about a narrative playing out about the whole inflation scene, especially as it pertained to food costs. Just going out to restaurants now has just been a whole concept of price sticker shock. And I think more and more we're seeing more and more evidence that restaurants are that inflation is just really pricing a lot of people from going out to restaurants. You want to know that by, you know, going to restaurants, people pull out. But the reality is there's quite a bit of sticker shock, and there's a lot of people chatting about a lot of that. And again, we've talked about in the past about, you know, we know about the high food costs, we know about high labor costs and the shortage of labor feeding into higher wages, and it's just feeding into the whole price sticker shock. Just give you another example. This past weekend, family together, and we ordered a couple, like four shawarma dinners and some extra like salad kind of thing, and it came out to like $175. And that wasn't even with fries. Like if you wanted more fries, it was $6 per dinner to do that. And then on top of that, if that isn't enough, the portions are smaller. And it's just another evidence of something I've commented on about years, on how there's this whole element of stealth inflation. Inflation might be low, but what you get for the amount you pay for is not exactly the same value. And so that's just in our faces now. And from what I can see, it's not a good space right now in the restaurant side. I think there's a lot of trouble ahead for it. But I also see some kind of a fracture, kind of a splitting of the whole food space. And I'm just trying to look at it from an investment perspective. So one tier, I basically see two tiers of food service kind of out there. One is just the whole transactional base of eating, where I must eat, I am hungry, feed me. I go to a place, you feed me. Here's my money, and that's it. There's nothing, you know, I want a burger, I go get a burger. I want fries, I go get fries. Like, that's it. And I think that space is gonna ultimately be catered by, to be successful in that space, it's all about scale and all about volume. And I think those type of restaurants that can offer that, and that, you know, we're talking a lot about the franchise model, the chain models, are probably going to do well and thrive. They might be low margin businesses, but they probably are going to be durable business, because they are going to feed the population and to a certain extent. What's interesting, this is what I want to talk about today though, is what I'm seeing, I think there's this next level of food service. And if you really want to go see it, you just go pick up your phone and just go on TikTok, and you just go on Instagram, and just go on any element of social media, and you're going to see all about the experiences, and it's the experience of food. And it's, you know, essentially it's food porn, and you can just see the lineup of different types of, and it's all about presentation, how food is brought to you, how it's cut up for you, how it's served for you, how much nitrogen is infused in your food and your experience, how much fire is generated when you receive your food. You see the passion and pride of the people serving you the food. Those are elements I think people are going to, if people are going to go out and eat, they're going to go for that. They're going to go for that experience side of it. And from what I'm seeing, again, like, it's funny, because I just like literally looked on TikTok, I put on one video of somebody like serving some kind of flambé, and now my TikTok is completely blah. Like everything I go through is just food now. It's just, I'm inundated with food porn. And from what I can tell, is it seems like it's a really big phenomenon. This whole experiential side of eating is really a big phenomenon in Europe, Asia, Middle East, North America. I just, you know, besides Vegas and maybe New York kind of thing, it's a very micro kind of narrative. And I think restaurants in the future, if they're going to survive, either you go scale or you go experience, and very micro or you go very macro. And from what I can tell, what I can see playing out, is that people seem to be willing to pay a premium, not for the food, but for the experience of the food, and basically as an element to project themselves, to project. Because I think right now, the way food is the cost and everything, it's sad to really say it, it's a luxury item now. Like, especially when you're talking, you know, really rich, you know, high quality kind of stuff, it's a luxury item. And I think, you know, I think social media is playing it as just a way for people to project that, you know, hey, you know what, here's my wealth. I have enough income and wealth that I can order a big, you know, 10 yard plate of meat and just stick it in front of you. And I may not even eat it. I just can say, cause I can. And we can have a whole conversation about that, but good or bad. But bringing it back to investing, I'm kind of seeing this is like two different narratives playing, especially in the food space, the macro, low margin volume, eating off the trough kind of mentality or experience. And then there's just the real high level experiential, sensual kind of food porn type of experience, which again, people will pay a premium for. So, you know, from an investment perspective, that's kind of the trade-offs you got to see when I'm looking at this space. It's interesting, kind of sad in a way, because you're just seeing a lot of gluttony emerge. But just pointing out the reality is we're seeing that kind of like polarization, I guess, of food service. And a lot of people will look at food service. As I said, I look at investing. One of my core tenets of investing is to look at food. I like to, you know, investing in the necessities of life, and eating is a necessity of life. And so one space of eating is your restaurant experience, your how you source your food from that perspective, whether it's from a supermarket, a grocery store, or from a restaurant. These are new narratives that are starting to emerge, and probably we need to start paying attention to them as we frame our investment decisions. So yeah, bon appetit. So if you got any more questions, you want more interested in more takes from our side over here, you can find us in a bunch of places. First of all, you can find us on our website, sageinvestors.ca. A lot of information about the investment courses that I teach, as well as all our podcasts and videos. You can find it through there. You can also find our takes on Twitter. Our handle is at Sage Investors. You can also find we have a Facebook page. Just do a search for Sage Investors. Same thing with LinkedIn. Do a search. We have a webpage, LinkedIn page also as well, Sage Investors. So that's all I got for you today. That's all. That's it. That's all. Take care. Bye-bye.